This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So Emmanuel Sanders was on in Denver yesterday. 104.3 The Fan. D-Mac and Zach. That's Zach Bye and Darren McKee. And he started this interview by just ripping into one of the hosts who said that he wasn't a good leader. And it gets real bizarre real quick. But then there's a nugget about the Steelers. 104.3 The Fan, Denver.
You had a weird deal with the Steelers where they didn't offer you a contract, but a lot of teams did.
No, Steelers offered me a contract.
Okay.
They offered me a crappy deal.
Okay.
They offered me 3-year, $9 million, $1 million guaranteed.
Okay.
And it's crazy because I never forget when they offered me the deal, I declined the deal, and I went into Kevin Colbert's office. It was the last time I was at the Steelers facility. And I walk in, I'm talking to Kevin Colbert. I tell him, I don't want to take the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at me, he goes, who do you think you are, Antonio Brown?
Wow. He said that to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember.
And what did you say?
I remember leaving that office. I wanted to say, F you.
Like, yeah.
But I just got up and I said, I'll never forget that. And I remember I was like extremely mad. And I walked past Mike Tomlin's office and he pulls me out. I said, man, Kevin Colbert just disrespecting me more than ever. As you can see, like when somebody disrespects me, like D-Mac, I don't like it, you know? So I go into Mike Tomlin's office and he tells me, look, E, like, you know, Kevin might have said what he said, but at the same time, we just don't have the money to pay you. And I said, I respect that, but at the same time, you don't have to disrespect me when I turn down a crappy deal.
All right, so is Emmanuel Sanders trying to make something personal that's not personal?
Yes.
Or does Emmanuel Sanders have a beef? I think he's, like, Kevin Colbert was stating a fact to me that Emmanuel Sanders at that point in time wasn't Antonio Brown. It's crazy now that both of them are no longer Steelers, but I would have liked to have heard the conversation to hear the tone and how he said it.
Yes, that's really important here because I can totally envision Kevin saying, "What, you think you're Antonio Brown?" You know, kind of almost like jokingly, right? Or somewhat in jest, but still somewhat seriously saying, well, you're not number one on this squad. We're not going to pay you that kind of money, right? So the second part of this is you walk into your boss's office and say, no, what you want to pay me isn't good enough. And the boss says, well, you're not as good as that guy. Your boss has the right to say that. Like, that's part of this.
And the other thing, too, at that point in time that he's referencing, and Jim will speak to this better than anyone, was Antonio Brown Antonio Brown yet? Like, you know what I mean?
By that time, well, they had to make choices with all those receivers.
But AB would have been, like, a season into his six-year stretch of greatness, right?
Right.
So, yeah, AB would have started to have taken over the mantle of number
AB
one
as
receiver.
We know him.
No,
like
he was.
So, that being said, the Steelers had identified the greatness that was about to be Antonio Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it was a miscalculation. I just would have loved to have heard, was it with a flip nature? Was it with a straightforward nature? Was it joking? Was it very matter of fact that you're just not Antonio Brown and that's the money that's available? Like, maybe Emmanuel Sanders is, and this is my guess here, looking to be offended.
Yes. He walked into Kevin Colbert's office, it sounds like, to try and assert himself, right? To say, no, I'm not going to take this deal. And Kevin Colbert said,
okay.
All right. Essentially, that's what he said.
Well,
now, maybe he tried to make a flip, sarcastic comment like, what, you think you're Antonio Brown?
All these years run together to me, but that was AB's breakout year, 1,500 yards
that
receiving.
That was 13, so, right?
But yeah, 2013.
Yeah.
And Sanders,
they let him out, right?
Sanders was 740. So basically he had twice the production that Emmanuel Sanders had. And Sanders was targeted quite a bit.
So what did Kevin Colbert say that was wrong?
See, well, it wasn't, but I'd like to think, okay, knowing both of those guys, and I always liked Sanders, but I'd like to think that Kevin didn't say it the way that Sanders portrayed it as
being said.
That he said, look, you're not Antonio Brown. Now, if he said, you know, if he did say, I just can't envision, I can't picture Kevin saying, who do you think you are? And I don't know. I can't.
I've never dealt with Kevin in a setting in which I was trying to go forward with a contract negotiation. I've never done that. But I can't envision him turning into sort of like...
Like a wise guy.
Like a hard ass.
Yes, yeah. This contract tough negotiator kind of like... it's a Scott Boras kind of right. negotiation type of guy. I can't envision Kevin Colbert turning into
this,
that.
This has a whole lot of 52 Kids stench on it. And people are going to try to make it... People are going to try and paint it that way that they did with the 52 Kids comment, when in reality, well, both are in line with... Look, I'm saying something off the cuff here, and
aren't we also aren't we not very far removed from Emmanuel Sanders making a point to push himself into the Antonio Brown conversations that just happened about a month ago about everything? You know what I mean? And then Emmanuel Sanders backing off and saying, people keep blowing up my phone to get comments on you. I ain't in your business. And borderline going back and forth with Antonio Brown. It's always been a competition between him and Antonio Brown.
It's clear that Emmanuel Sanders is thinking about some sort of media career, perhaps post-football, as he's getting out on some of these shows and doing some of these things. And that includes giving opinions. And then when you give that opinion, you've got to be ready to back up that opinion. You can't just shut down and say, well, no, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, I just like to think
that. Get out. It's on.
I went back and looked at 2012 when they were they were about the same. And that was Wallace's last year. And that was when the Steelers they went to Brown instead of Sanders. And you know, Sanders was the high. It was always the two dogs.
I
one
was
bone
just
thing.
Gonna yeah. say that. Yes,
and then AB was identified as the lead dog,
and they made the right choice.
Yeah, Sanders has been good.
It's funny we haven't heard about this though until Bell and Brown bashed the Steelers.
Like, it's the piling
the timing
on effect.
Is so convenient.
The piling on effect of everybody who's still in Pittsburgh. It's going to continue. It's going to continue right up through the start of the season.
And then Sanders went to when he signed with Denver.
Yes,
he broke out.
Helped that Peyton Manning was there,
and he even said that yesterday on the Fan in Denver. He even said, "Well, yeah, we had Peyton Manning,"
and he was actually the first guy to fire a shot at Ben, if you remember.
Right.
When he said that, that talked about how Manning worked harder
leadership,
than Ben, basically,
yeah.
The leadership part.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.